Good morning. This is the old Trailblazer. This is Pastor Albert Pendarvis, the old Trailblazer, riding out on old Dan this morning again, blazing the heart, blazing the path of the hearts of sinners. Yet we're cutting back all the briars and the bushes and the error that clutters up many of our hearts. We're refuting error on every hand. We're bringing you God's message as he lays it on our heart day by day. And the Lord's blessing the services, blessing the broadcast. We're hearing from many of our folks now. I wish you'd sit down and write me. You folks, we've gone on several news stations. You may be hearing me for the first time. This is just the old crackpot Trailblazer. That's what some folks write in here and call me, old crackpot. But let me be a crackpot for the Lord. You know the Lord was, he said, if they hate you, they hated me first. So I take a lot of pride in knowing that the world persecutes the old Trailblazer for Christ's sake. Not for my sake, no, but for Christ's sake. We've been bringing you a series of studies on the blood redemption. We're looking there at the blood, blood on the doorpost. That's what we're looking. Looking there where the Lord was going to deliver or going to deliver and was delivering the children of Israel out of the hand of Pharaoh, out of the land of Egypt. And in our last study, we saw where the Lord had told Moses to have the folks catch up a lamb now and hold it till the 14th day of this month. And that day had come. Listen, for he said, I will pass through the land of Egypt this night. And I will smite all the firstborn of the land of Egypt, both man and beast, against all the gods of Egypt. I will execute judgment. I am the Lord. Did you know he's the Lord? You ever look at that word, Lord? He's not Jesus. He's Lord. The Lord Jesus Christ. When that hour came, what an hour it was. Awakened sinner, are you at this moment facing the judgment of God? You are, whether you knew it or not. I wish you knew it. Did you know you don't know if your next breath is going to come to your body? Did you know your breath is in the hands of a sovereign God? I wish the judgment of God hung over every one of your heads so vividly until you felt it, until you acknowledged it. And I tell my folks here many, many times in our services, especially on Sunday night, Wednesday night, when the Lord opens up my heart and just let me speak out of my heart, I tell my folks, I hope you can't sleep tonight. Because judgment rests over you. You say you tell your folks that, Pastor? I sure do. Because it's the truth. When you lay down at night, when you go to lay down at night on your good bed the Lord provides you, did you know that judgment hangs over your head if you're not born again? If you don't know the Lord? If you don't know the Lord and your breath leaves you before daylight, you're going out into eternity lost. That's right. I might as well be true to you. I can't soft soap the message. I can't sugarcoat the message. Folks are dying, going out into eternity. You ever look at the obituary columns in your morning newspaper? I do here in New Orleans. They have 4, 5, 6 pages of obituary. And listen, they're all gone now. When you see them, when you see their name, they put their pictures in the paper here. Young men, young women, young children. And when you see their picture, they're gone out into eternity. Are they saved? I don't know. That's not my business. But when I stand at a funeral and preach a funeral and conduct a funeral, that individual's soul is going on out into eternity. I don't stand there and pacify the family, tell them what a good boy was. I hear these hoodlums shot down here on the corner of the streets at night by some dope deal going astray, and the mother gets on the TV and says, oh, what a good child he was. He was my baby. He was my baby. But listen, where is his soul? Did she bring him up in the nurture and admonition of the Lord? No. No. If she had, he wouldn't have been on that dope deal. Listen, folks, I understand. I know folks are going to hell by the wholesale and the retail. And the Bible says hell from beneath is moved to meet thee at thy coming. And I know I have some crackpot ideas, but I believe when we hear all of these volcanoes erupting and all those things, I believe hell from beneath is being moved. I do. I believe hell's enlarging itself to take care of some of these folks who are going out into eternity. Are you going to be one of them? Are you going to be one of them? I wish you realized that you now, at this moment that you hear this broadcast, that you are abiding under the wrath of Almighty God. The Bible says the Lord is angry with the wicked every day, and that you are under the sentence of death, because the soul that sinneth, it shall die, according to Ezekiel 18:4. Don't take my word for it. Go read it. The sinner that never feels the sword of justice never turns to the Lord. The sinner who never feels the keen edge of the sword of judgment and justice is of a sin-avenging God, and upon him, because he's a sinner, will never stoop to slay the sacrifice and will never realize what the sacrifice means. They don't know that. I want to tell you, my friend, I stood there one day under that sentence of judgment, sentenced to die, It was a dark day. It was a dark hour, hopeless and helpless and doomed and damned with no way out but to be pardoned by a sovereign, eternal God. It was there that the old trailblazer bowed his knee, bowed his head and bowed his knee unto the sacrifice and claimed it as my own. For God said, the blood shall be to you for a token upon the houses where you are. And when I see the blood, I'll pass over you. And the plague shall not be upon you to destroy you when I smite the land of Egypt. In other words, the only difference between the Jew and the Egyptian in that dark hour was the blood. The only difference, the only reason the children of Israel were spared, the only thing that made the difference, my friend, was the blood. What are you depending on to make the difference in your life? Why aren't you in hell today? It's because of God's mercy. Did you know anything this side of hell is mercy? But did you know that you're not a pardon? You're only under a reprieve? That's right. That's right. We have many, many today now on our death row who are brought up and given a reprieve for 60, 90 days or 100 days till the court can relook at their case. But they have not been pardoned. They're only under a reprieve, and they know the clock's ticking. And do you know your clock's ticking, my friend? Listen, my friend. The Lord had said, I'll pass over the land of Egypt, and I'll smite all the firstborn of the land of Egypt. The Jews were in the land of that were there in the land of Egypt. They were under the judgment of God, just as much as the Egyptians were. The only difference was that God had set his love upon them, and he said, I'm going to redeem them. He showed them the way out, just as he's shown you the way out, just as the old trailblazer has been commissioned to call upon you to trust the Lord, call upon you to repent. He said, I'm going to redeem them. He said, I want you to be saved. And listen now, listen. When you hear anyone say, I want to be saved, but I'm not going to be saved like the old trailblazer says, you've got to be saved, you put it down. He doesn't want to be saved. Folks who won't listen to God's message, they don't want to be saved, because I'm bringing you the message, the truth of salvation by blood and by power. I know I get carried away sometimes, get emotional, because I see folks going to hell. We've got it all smoothed over, folks. We live in a fantasy world. We live in a Hollywood Tinseltown world. We live in where the bright lights have brightened out all of the sin and darkness. And listen, we live in there. You living there. You think this is a fantasy world, fantasy island, where everything's going to come out all right in the end. But it's not, my friend. No, listen, 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 my friend. Oh, listen. There with his family surrounding him, the head of that home, took the lamb and tied it, took the knife and slew it, caught the blood in a basin. Then he took a bunch of hyssop or some sort of a herb there in the yard and went out to the front door. And let's look at him. Let's watch him. Let's watch him. He raised that bunch of hyssop, dipped it in the blood, struck that blood up on the two side posts and across the top of the door. And there's the blood streaming down. Look, can't you see it this morning, folks? Can't you see the blood? What does it remind you of? Have you ever read where Christ died? Have you ever read or have you ever heard some preacher pour out his heart and soul telling you of how the blood was dripping out of the Lord's side, dripping on the ground from his head and his hands and his feet, and then the old Roman soldier there, young Roman soldier, pierced his side with the Roman spear and out ran blood and water? Have you ever seen that picture, my friend? Can't you smell the blood? What a gory sight was all over that front door as he lifted that bunch of hyssop and flung it up on that doorpost. But it was God's method of deliverance. Oh, you say, I won't have that bloody religion. I belong to the big church with the stained windows and the tall steeple, and the pastor is a educated man. He's a theologian, and he doesn't talk about the cruel things of life. He doesn't tell us we're sinners. He doesn't tell us we're going to hell. He talks about the love text of God. For God so loved the world that he gave it. Yes, sir, he did. He did. But did you know the other text says God hates sin? He said, I'm angry with the wicked every day. He said, the soul that sinneth, it shall die. Every man is born and has a day appointed for him. It's appointed unto man, wants to die. And after that, the judgment? The judgment, my friend. Tell your preacher, what about the judgment, folks? Pastor, tell us about the judgments. That old crackpot trailblazer said there's a day coming, if we don't repent, that we're going out into eternity lost. Are you preaching the truth to me, Pastor? Tell me how the Lord saved you. Did he bring you down as a lost sinner? Show you that you needed to be saved? And then saved you by the blood? Ask him to do that one day. Take a 11 o'clock service and say, Pastor, tell us how the Lord saved you. Oh, I hope he will. Listen, my friend. It was God's way of delivering a sinner. I want to ask you, my friend, do you know that the blood has been applied to the doorpost of your heart? The only difference between you and hell is the blood of Christ. That's all I have. That's all I plead. If you don't have the blood applied to the doorpost of your heart, you don't have, you're not saved, my friend. You're not saved. No, you're not saved. You're not saved. We sing that song here in the choir. Safe in the arms of Jesus. Safe in the arms of Jesus. Safe in the shepherd's fold. Oh, I wish I could sing it. I wish I could. Oh, yes. Under the blood. Under the blood of Jesus. Safe though the ages roll. Safe though the worlds may crumble. Safe though the stars grow dim. Under the blood of Jesus, I am secure in him. Amen. Amen. In Christ. If that blood has never been applied to your heart, you do not have that safe hiding place. You're exposed. You ever been exposed? You, your soul, is exposed to the wrath and judgment of a sin-avenging God. And the only hope that the Jews had that night was the blood. And brother, my friend, he was behind the blood. He was behind or underneath the blood. Just like the old trailblazer is this morning, I'm under that blood. The blood has been applied to my heart by the Lord Jesus Christ. Death there on the cruel cross. Oh, yes, he went there willingly. No one dragged him there. He went there willingly. And he said, Father, if it could be thy will, let this cup pass from me. But nevertheless, not my will, but thy will be done. Did you know the Father allowed or permitted him to go there? He could have called 10,000 angels, but he didn't. He let his Son take my place, and the blood was spilled there on the Calvary's cross, on that old ground there, and it was applied to my heart one day. And the Lord told me, come now, let us reason together. Though your sins be as scarlet, they shall be white as snow. And though they be red like crimson, they shall be as wool. How? Washed in the blood. Dipped in the blood. Washed in the blood. Under the blood. Hidden under the blood. You know anything about that, friend? You know anything about that this morning? Oh, it may be kind of early for you to think about your soul, but did you know your soul is eternal? It's not gonna die. Folks tell me, oh, I'm just like a dog. When I die, they'll be throw me on the side. No. They may throw your body on the side of the road, but your soul is going to be here eternally, either with the Lord Jesus Christ in heaven or in hell, where the worm never dieth and the fire is not quenched. And where they'll be weeping and wailing and gnashing of teeth day in and day out or whatever eternity will be, and it'll be outer darkness. Oh, my friend, don't take a chance on your soul. Ask the Lord right now. Ask the Lord as soon as I go off the air. Lord, show me my heart. Give me the effectual call. You can do that. Sinner, you can do that. Sinner, you folks who listen to me here in New Orleans, you can do that. You can say, Lord, the old trailblazer said I could call on you to give me the effectual call. Would you give it to me? Oh, I wish you would. This is the old Trailblazer broadcast. This is Pastor Albert Pendarvis, the old Trailblazer. My heart's all stirred up for you this morning because I see you not under the blood. Many of our folks are not under the blood. Oh, I wish you would. I wish you'd write me. Would you do that? Would you pray for me and send me a generous offering for the work? Remember, my mailing address is the old Trailblazer, Post Office Box 6250, New Orleans, Louisiana, 70174. Pray for me. Goodbye and God bless you.